Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Monday, week 4 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled Coming to Life. A royal official came to Jesus and said, "Sir, come down before my little boy dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and started on his way. As he was going down, his slaves met him and told him that his child was alive. So he asked them the hour when he began to recover, and they said to him, "Yesterday, at 1 PM, the fever left him." The father realized that this was the hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he himself believed, along with his whole household.
Yesterday, we introduced the idea that the Gospel writer is more interested in presenting truths about Jesus than in recording events as they actually happened. That is not to say that these things did not happen. We need to stop imposing the truth categories from the contemporary Western mindset on ancient authors. Instead, we note that these accounts have significance beyond the simple desire to record the event. So, what is the significance of the account of the healing of the royal official's son for us? If we consider it purely historically, it is of limited interest. It is just another miracle of Jesus, great for the official and his son, but seldom, if ever, part of our daily experience. However, if we approach it as revealing something about our relationship with Jesus, it takes on new meaning, and its purpose becomes apparent. This healing story represents the continuation of a major theme in John's version of the Good News, that Jesus is the one who brings life. In Jesus, we see the fulfillment of God's plan to address the human inability to see beyond death. Death is the one thing that none of us can avoid. With ingenuity and determination, there is much that human beings can successfully achieve. Still, the ultimate avoidance of death is not one of those things.
Putting the word into practice.
The royal official's son can be said to represent the life, hope, and desire for a future that resides within us all. The account of the healing of this boy presents us with the faith-filled possibility that, in Jesus, our death is not the end of life to which God calls us. The life that Jesus offers us is not confined to the afterlife, although it finds its ultimate fulfillment there. We are being offered the possibility of living the life God has for us now. We call this the life of holiness. The life that God has for us is not for each of us alone. We are given the faith that we have so that we might share it with others. You have been given that faith, even if just the size of a mustard seed, because God sees in you the capacity to put that faith into practice and to proclaim it to the world.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.